4HKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, good afternoon from Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. K4WCL, John here.
This is Patrick on this end. Nice to talk to you this afternoon. Hope you're having a great day.
Beautiful winter day. A little bit on the chilly side, but hey, it's not too bad out there. I think I've talked to you a time or two. I'm mobile up here, northern part of Pickens County, going up 178 towards the Holly Springs area.
I'm down here off of 123 right now, right outside of Easley, heading back into Greenville.
All right, very good. We did not make it down to Easley this weekend. We were down there last weekend and the weekend before. We just kind of hung around Pickens today, had lunch, bought a few groceries at Walmart, and heading back to our place. We live in Metro Atlanta. Come up here on weekends to get away from Metro Atlanta or the suburbs. And plan on moving up here full-time in about 2 years.
And I don't blame you for that. And, yeah, now I remember talking to you before. I recognized the voice, I thought, but now that you say you're moving up here, yeah, I remember you telling me about that. But good to have you up here again. Hope you're having a great weekend. And what all y'all been into?
Not a lot. Hard to do a lot when you're only up here for, you know, not even two full days. But playing a little bit on the HF radio this morning. And working on my golf cart. I got a little bit of an electrical issue with it. But I think I've got it solved. And I'll finish that up before it gets dark today. And that's about it. I've been trying to be a little bit more active on this repeater, but I don't know, I go in spurts. I'll jump on here for a weekend or two, and then I disappear for a couple months. So, trying to get to know some of the guys up here. I've gotten to know Shane a little bit. Shane's route for UPS takes him down to Metro Atlanta 4 or 5 days a week, and he comes in on our repeater north of Gainesville. I think I've talked to him on it more than I have.
Shane and I are pretty good friends since I got on the repeater. And yeah, he works down there Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday and Friday. He makes his way down that way.
Yeah, you know, I hate driving my pickup truck around Metro Atlanta. I couldn't imagine driving a tractor trailer, but, you know, he's coming down at night when traffic's not too bad. But that one area where he goes, I think it's on Friday nights, he's got to go to the southwest side of Atlanta. Man, that is not a good area. There's a lot of bad areas of Atlanta, but over there where he goes, man, I hope he stays in his truck.
Sure he does, or at least the only time he gets out of it is in the freight yard, because I'm sure UPS don't want you leaving that truck sitting around unprotected either.
They've got their own security there at the terminal. So what do you do when you're not talking on the radio? Are you a retired guy or you still working?
I'm nowhere close to retirement. I'll turn 48 here in May. So right now I own a mobile tool franchise that I bought about 8 years ago now. So that's what I do. And today me and a couple other hams went down to the Greenwood Ham Fest and just on our way back.
Well, my wife is wondering if you sell Snap-on. Son-in-law is a ASE certified mechanic, and I think if you do sell Snap-on, one of your co-workers, associates, is probably getting very rich off of them. Hi. And how was the Ham Fest? How big is the Greenwood Ham Fest? I didn't know they had a Ham Fest down there. But always good to go to the first Ham Fest of the season. Usually you got a lot, especially if the weather's nice, usually got a lot of people unloading stuff at the boneyard. You know, do a little winter cleaning, and it's like, let's go bring this stuff to the boneyard and see if we can give it to somebody or at least sell it cheap.
Small, but it was a good one. There was a lot of people there. It just, and I found some pretty good deals on a few things, so I was good just getting out and meeting the people and putting faces with call signs more than anything for me, and so, but I had a good time. And no, I don't sell Snap-on tools. I'm a Matco distributor, so I'm sure he's buying plenty from that guy too.
XYL just said she's sure. But well, very good. Well, good luck with that. Hope you make lots of money and you can retire. And glad you got a couple of items at the Ham Fest. I agree. The social aspect of a Ham Fest is almost as much fun as finding that good bargain on something. I haven't been to a Ham Fest in about 4 or 5 years. I did go to the Anderson Radio Club Ham Fest up here probably about 5 years ago and was pretty disappointed. It wasn't much of a Ham Fest. But I do like to go to the one in Lawrenceville, Georgia. That one's in November. I don't know if you've ever driven down to the North. That's usually a pretty good one. I know a lot of people from this area do head down there. So, anyway, I'm going to make this my final. I'm going up the mountain here to our little place. Got a bunch of groceries to unload and go back to working on the golf cart until it gets dark. So, anyway, 7-3, good to chat with you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima.
Back with you again, and you stay safe out there, and check in on the net tonight at 9 o'clock, and hang around for a little rag chew. I'm sure you'll get to know somebody, several of the guys that way. So good to talk to you. Stay safe out there, KO4HGX, and I'll be clear.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE.
HGX, what's up, Chad?
Hey, Patrick, I was giving a holler out for Chris, see if he's on frequency.
I thought you threw my call out. I was getting out to get some fuel. But go ahead. I'll be out for a minute. KO4HGX, clear.
For QLG, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact. I'm clear. I4MRA, KO4NUE. I4MRA, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact. I'm clear.
For HKX, mobile.
NUE, mobile. Hey, Patrick, you get some fuel in that thing?
Yep. I bought 30 gallons worth, $125.
Choir. Preach it to the choir.
It's still disgusting.
I understand. Well, I hope my meter works, man. I'm excited about it. I'm gonna take it home, clean it up, see what the deal is.
If it does, you'll have to let me know.
Like I said, I'm gonna get it all apart. I guess probably need to put some batteries in it, check it out first thing. But I'm kind of excited about it. That's one of the older ones too. It just don't do as much as the Simpson I got, but it'll do everything I need it to.
And sometimes it's nice not to have to worry about all the extras, just to do the basic stuff.
Because talking with one of the guys in the club the other day talking about what kind of radio to get and this, that, and the other, but I'm going to tell you, there's something to be said for just simple, you know? You don't have to spend 15 minutes trying to dig through 500 menus or what does this button mean or, you know, just put the frequency in and talk. I mean, there's something to be said for that, you know?
But I don't know, things are awful complicated on a lot of stuff nowadays that really don't need to be.
Right, exactly right. But at any rate, what you got planned the rest of the day? You just gonna just chill?
I talked to the wife there while I was pumping fuel, and as soon as I get home, I gotta turn around and take her to Sam's. So there goes my evening.
Not the funnest thing in the world to do, I get it, but, you know, gotta have groceries. And it's one of them things you just gotta do. I don't like going, but sometimes I go, but, you know, when I do have to go, I usually go by myself, but I use the little app on your phone, so I don't have to go through the cash line, the register. I just scan it when I put in the cart, and just walk out the door, and makes it kind of bearable.
Yeah, Roger that. I do the exact same thing. But I will say this: we've got the same option at Walmart, and it is nowhere near as nice as what the Sam's app is. I can't stand the Walmart one.
That Walmart one, I'm not a Walmart fella anyway. I mean, there's some things in there. It's just so congested, and I'm kind of picky when I go to Sam's. I think they have a senior citizens hour sometime that, you know, and I usually go right after that, and it's pretty quiet. I messed up and went with Anna one day during the Christmas, near Christmas. No, big mistake.
After that. Well, the nice thing for me is I have a business account, so I get in early. And when it's just me and I have to go, guess what happens? But the wife, she'd rather go late in the afternoon, which I have found Saturday evenings not to be quite so busy as the one we go to. So it's tolerable.
It's KO4NUE, KO4HKX, so I'm not the world's best at shopping anyway. I know, you know, this is what we need. I'm going to go get what we need and get back in the car. And I get fussed at sometimes. When you get this, get that. That's what we needed. So I don't like going in those places. But and I try to make it as painless as possible.
I've done learn. When she sends me, I'm not price shopping. I get what I think is the best, and the first thing I come across, and I'm gone.
Now, I will spend some time in a tool store or automotive store or something like that, you know. And she's dragged opposite, though. She sit out in the car or whatnot. But I guess it's just kind of one of them routine duties you just don't enjoy doing. And like I said, I just try to make it as short as possible, but she's gone with her sister up in Kentucky till Tuesday. I'm gonna have to come up with something. I don't know what, but I'm gonna start digging in the freezer, I guess.
For HGX and KO4NUE. Well, if you're out and about Monday, give me a shout. We'll meet up.
Yeah, might do that. I think I'm going to duck out up at deer camp for a couple of days and just kind of enjoy the wood stove. And I got some John Wayne CDs, Clint Eastwood. So might go on a Clint Eastwood binge.
Whole new attitude when Anna gets back then.
Full of dollars.
You'll have to walk tall and carry a big stick.
Exactly.
I wish they put stuff like that on TV nowadays, but I don't have regular TV anymore, thank goodness. I done away with it about 10 years ago, and the first couple of months it was rough, but after that I've learned to just, it ain't no big deal.
I'm glad YouTube doesn't charge for the subscription, because that's about all we watch. I keep up to date what's going on in the Ukraine. I know that's probably not the best media source to, see what's actually happening, but I watch, whatever topic I want to watch and get both sides of it and then make my own choice, because I don't always trust what the news has got to say, so I just, find what I can and think about it for a couple of days.
I watch a lot of YouTube anymore either. I used to think, I never watch that stuff. Now it's about all you can watch to find anything remotely truthful. Like you say, you still got to take it with a big grain of salt. And like I heard Daniel say last night on the net, I don't know if I got a bucket big enough to carry all the salt I need to watch the news.
KB2HXS. Oh, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. That can kind of be kind of selective about what I put in my brain.
Thank you. Just want to see if Steve is around. KN4BWA, KB2HXS. KN4BWA, KB2HXS. Hi, and gentlemen. I appreciate it, and I'll catch you later, KB2HXS.
Good day, sir. I'm sorry we was occupying the frequency, but at any rate, so I think I'm right here on, about 20, 30 minutes from the house, so I think I'll just chill at the house for the evening and just might head up to the deer camp in the morning, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's the nice thing about Anna being one of the nice things is you can enjoy that time and make that decision for yourself. There won't be anybody there telling you, you need to do this.
I know. That gets kind of boring, though. It's okay for a couple of hours or so, but after that, it's, I start looking for something to do. And just something about having a little bird in the house that, makes things kind of comfortable.
After that, she ain't going to leave you alone too long, because she knows what them idle hands will get in trouble.
Right. She's already sending me a couple of texts, won't know where I'm at. So she knows whose company I was in today, so she's probably tracking me on the phone.
Other guy you was with, I wouldn't have nothing to do with that.
I'd be both of you. But I'm gonna clear on out. I'm on QSY here for a second. But anyway, nice talking to you, bud. I enjoyed the day. And you be safe going on home. If you need anything, give me a holler. KO4 and you be clear.
And had a blast today. And if you need anything, let me know. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, okay.
HKX, well, you didn't want to talk to us. You come in there looking for somebody specific.
No, I know. I'm meeting Steve down here in this building. I gotta take a look at something real quick. I was just wanting to give him a second to respond, but I'm going to give him a call here. But what are you doing today? You're not working today.
Go down to the Greensboro, or Greenwood, Hamfest, sorry, Greenwood.
Yeah, I know where Greenwood is. I played in that, I played a gig down there. Oh, my gosh. What the heck was it? Was it I think it was the Moose or something, and we played a gig down there? Or the Vet? I forget.
Dude, I hadn't talked to you in the last little while.
Yeah, well, consider yourself lucky. Anyway, Jimmy and I did the install Wednesday, and then just been kind of catching up on things around the house.
Did you get your antenna finished up, as far as you were going to go with it anyway?
It's not up on the tower just yet. Weather hasn't been really conducive about going back up there. All the brackets are ready. I'm just waiting on one thing, and it should be good to go. I put that temporarily on my fence so I can talk from the house.
You mean you didn't want to climb up there Thursday during that hail and thunder and lightning storm?
No, I wasn't feeling really inspired, you know. I wanted it windier. I wanted snow, actually.
Last night up at the house.
Heard it. It was snowing in Nashville, I think, today or yesterday evening or something. We're waiting for a little bit of snow. We want to go do some tubing or something.
Kind of a little flurries up at the house. Just enough to pepper the ground white, and that was about it.
Just enough to make you upset, right? You're not going to shovel it, and you don't want to drive on it.
It wasn't enough to shovel, that's for sure, and I'm glad of that. I hate that part of it. The driving part of it doesn't bother me too bad.
People on the road, even on the dry roads around here, these people drive crazy. I was going down to Simpsonville this morning, and a car come over from the right lane, just cut us all off to make a left turn. We all had to jam our brakes on.
Down here, it's pretty much anywhere anymore. People just think they're the only one out there. Nobody else is around.
Driver's ed, and nobody really taking the time to teach these young folks anymore. You know, or real road courtesy. I mean, my gosh, if you can't make the left turn, go to the next one and turn around. You know, it's not worth an accident.
After that, that's my thing. If I miss my turn, I just go to the next red light, turn around, and come back. Or somewhere safely to get out of the road and back in. It ain't worth it.
It surely is not. And believe me, I know.
Yeah, I imagine you do. So what are you going down to help Steve with? Got some problems down there with the business?
I'm not completely sure. A little handyman stuff. No, the heat and AC is working fine. Well, the heat's working fine over here. Just want to see what he wants me to do, and I'll come back either Monday or Tuesday, whichever day it isn't raining, to come back and take care of it.
It's supposed to be a rainy week this week.
She's going to kick back up a little bit, be back in the 50s and 60s before the end of the week is out. That's good. Can you hear me over there, Patrick?
Yes, I can. I just didn't know if it was somebody trying to come in or not.
All right, as long as we can hear each other, you know, until whoever it is speaks, I'm not gonna stop my conversation.
I was just trying to give them a chance. That way they'd know they didn't have audio, but they could try again.
At the ham fest or what?
Some coax. I bought a little 35 watt VHF amplifier, and then some speakers, some Kenwood remote mount speakers, and another power SWR power meter.
Oh, excellent. What the 35 watt brick, is that for the HD?
Yeah, that's what it's for. It's something like that.
35 watt out or 2 watt drive or what?
It says 2 watt drive, 35 out, but we'll test it and see. And may put it in the wife's car, that way I can just carry my HD with me.
Oh, there you go. It's a novel idea. Novel idea.
Nice and neatly tucked up under the seat and out of the way and until I need it.
All right, listen, I'm going to give Steve a call real quick on the talking machine on the wireless twisted pair. Let me get back with you in just a second.
Around for a little bit. KO4 HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
All right, Patrick, I'll talk to you in a minute.
4 NUE, KO4 HKX, KO4 PXB. Negative contact with KO4 NUE, KO4 HKX, KO4 PXB.
KO4 HKX. Hey, Lloyd.
Heard y'all went down to the Greenwood Hamfest. How was it?
It was a little small, but it was a good one. I found a couple things that I needed and a couple good deals on some other stuff, so can't complain. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you had a great time and had a safe trip. Definitely been cold today.
28 when I left the house this morning at 5:30, and then the ground was white.
At least you left that white stuff. At least you left that white stuff up there with you instead of bringing it down here with you.
Some next time it snows.
Had to go ahead and say the S word, didn't you?
It's almost as bad as that four-letter word, work.
It's definitely safe to say when you say the work word, people don't run into a ditch when they see a snowflake.
No, they just run the other way completely.
That's definitely true. People you know, that have jobs tend not to like the work. People that don't have a job, you know, for some odd reason, are just not wanting to get a job to work.
For HKX, there's lots of jobs out there. May not be exactly what you're looking for, but it'll definitely put food on the table until you can find something else.
Most definitely true. Like I said, it's just the fact that people just don't want to do whatever. They want to have a specialized thing, and it doesn't always work out that way.
It is what it is, and sometimes you might have to work more than one job that you may not like. Like I said, until something else comes along. But I don't know. A lot of people have lost that whatever it takes to survive attitude.
Yep, that's definitely true, because as the saying goes, it's easier to find a job when you have a job, because there's a lot less pressure to do whatever.
Sure. So what have you been up to today? You been outside any doing anything, or you've been in the house taking care of inside work?
Family went to Lowe's to had to look at some replacement of a dishwasher, and then pretty much just relaxed around the house, you know, during that time frame. And
go home and pick the wife up, and then we're going to go to Sam's this evening, so won't get much of that relaxing time in today.
Definitely not, especially when it involves pretty much going to Sam's. That just pretty much constitutes going to just a bigger grocery store, and that's just never fun, regardless at any point in time.
But hey, Lloyd, I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so I'll lose you here shortly. Your computer's already starting to get scratchy, so I'm going to say 7-3. It's good to hear you today, and you have a good weekend. And I'll look forward to talking to you next week, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Have a great time, and be safe if you get any more of the S word.